plate a potential nugget.
The other piece you talk about, Lloyd, is notion of maintaining a margin across four domains: physical, emotional, financial, and spiritual. Can you expand on the notion of a margin the way you mean it?
Yeah, you know, I think that we can't expect everything in life to go up and to the right and always be positive. We're likely to encounter some things that are really big smackdown, that are, you know, either a health problem in one of our children, or, you know, an economic downturn, or, you know, a big emotional disappointment. A friend betrays us or something like that. Somebody we serve and we think we're really helping, all of a sudden they commit suicide. And the question is, what is it going to take for me to finish well? Not just be a flash in the pan, not just have a short season where I'm making a big contribution, but, you know, if you and I sit down 30 years from now, Deepak, I want to be able to tell you I'm still in the game. I'm still making a difference in this world, right? And that means that I need to be prepared for when something goes wrong. I need to have some shock absorber with me. And if you just have financial margin, but you don't have physical margin or emotional or spiritual margin, you won't survive. I remember I did some events in the summer with a guy named Jim Collins.
Yes.
And he's written business books, and maybe you've interviewed him before, but he's written Good to Great and Built to Last. And
he's on my wish list.
Oh, good. Good for you. Well, we did these events in the summer in Boulder, Colorado, called Finishing Great. And we would get leaders like your on your audience. And we spent 2 days together asking the question, what will it look like for me to finish great in life and not just flame out? And so I asked him at one of those, I said to him, Jim, what are you studying and what are you learning these days? And he said, I'm studying luck. And he's since written about it. It's called Great by Choice. It's a book called Great by Choice. Mm-hmm. And he studied how businesses, how they deal with good luck and bad luck and what makes the difference. Now, he described luck as something that's unexpected, you can't control, and it's material to your business or life.
Mm-hmm.
And he found businesses have equal amounts of good luck and bad luck. But what makes the difference is if they're prepared for the bad luck and they can get back up again. So cash flow is king sometimes in your life. If you don't have any financial, if you outspend your income and you have no financial margin, if something bad happens, you could get really taken down and may not recover for a long time. If you don't have spiritual margin where your soul is being nurtured by God on a daily basis, you know, one of the most important times I spend every day is sitting here quietly in my study with my Bible, reading and for God's ancient wisdom, and praying. And it nurtures my soul. And then when something frustrating happens, I'm going to react out of the nurture of that love and kindness that I got, rather than just out of anger and bitterness, right? And so I need to nurture the fruit of the Spirit in my life if it's going to show up when things are stressful. And so what I try to do is to stay within my limits, is cut back on spending, cut back on commitments so that I have time, emotional energy, spiritual energy. You know, I got time this morning to go to the gym and lift weights so that I have strength. And I don't need to be strong and muscly to do this interview with you, but it does give me resilience, right?
Something similar came up in my conversation with Professor Stu Friedman of Wharton, who speaks about the notion of positive spillover across different domains for us to have a positive flywheel across the different dimensions of life.
Right. Most people, when you talk about work and life, they say balance.
Yep.
And I deliberately called our project the Work-Life Integration Project in 1991 because I knew then, and I feel much more strongly now in the light of, you know, decades of experience and evidence, that that balance is just the wrong metaphor, even though that's the one in common usage. When you think of the scales and balance, your mind automatically goes to the necessity of trade-off, the necessity of sacrifice in one part of your life for success in another part, right?
Yep.
If I'm going to be successful at work, well, that means I have to give something else. I have to give up my personal life. That's how the balance metaphor works in terms of your mindset. If you put that aside and use a different metaphor that allows you to contemplate, what can I do in my life under my control that allows me to pursue my values, the things that matter most to me, and to do that in ways that allow me to have some success in all the different parts of my life, at work, at home, in the community, myself personally. Are there things that I can do that would allow me to create value in all the different parts, either directly or indirectly through a kind of spillover? So if I take care of myself in a way that I haven't mm-hmm. before, perhaps through exercise or, you know, proper nutrition, what can I expect to see as an impact of that change on my performance at work or in my relationships with my family? Mm-hmm. And so you start to think differently about the possibility for what we psychologists call positive spillover or ripple effects, which exist. So when mm-hmm. when you open your mind to a different kind of metaphor than the scales and balance, and you think instead about the pursuit of harmony among the different parts over the course of time, then you see a lot more possibilities for innovation, for creativity, for change under your control that can produce gains or benefits or success, as you define it, in the different parts. And it works when you put on a new set of lenses and you look through them to see, all right, where are there chances for me to take action that are going to benefit my family as well as my work, as well as my network of friends, and how I feel about myself personally. You start to see those. And you certainly see more of those opportunities, those possibilities, than if you just assume, well, I've got to give up everything in my personal life for me to be successful in my business.
If you like this, you might find the curated playlist Work and Life relevant. Thank you for listening.